Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Alongside the many Cochrane reviews of the effects of starting treatments, some Cochrane reviews look at the effects of stopping them. Tom de Klerk from the Department of General Practice and Primary Healthcare in Ghent University, Belgium, gives us a brief overview of a March 2013 review of the withdrawal of antipsychotic drugs for people with dementia.
Dementia is common in old age, with loss of memory and ability often accompanied by behavioral and psychological symptoms. These might include agitation, aggression, anxiety, apathy, depression, hallucinations, in which people with dementia see things that are not real, and delusions, when people with dementia believe things that cannot be true. They might wander around, repeat words or sounds, and shout. This causes suffering for the patient, burden for the family and healthcare providers, and often leads to admission in a nursing home. Antipsychotic drugs are often prescribed to control these symptoms and behavioral problems, but their use is associated with adverse events and a higher risk of mortality. Despite this, they are initiated too quickly and continued for too long. We did this review to investigate whether withdrawal of long-term antipsychotic treatment is feasible in older people with dementia. We found that it is, based on 9 studies with just over 600 participants. The evidence suggests that most older nursing home residents or outpatients with dementia can be withdrawn from long-term antipsychotics without detrimental effects on their behavior. It remains unclear whether withdrawal increases quality of life or reduces the risk of harmful events, but we suggest that programs of withdrawal should be incorporated into routine clinical practice, certainly in patients with moderately severe symptoms.
Details of the 9 studies in Tom's review, including information on their settings, is available in the full review, which you can find at thecochranelibrary.com.